Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac Insu on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Hey,
you guys what? Doing? The sun's out.
Oh, I'm riding high.
All right, sun's out, guns out, huh?
No, I'm actually wearing like 3/4 sleeves. So the guns, you on the other hand, I mean, look at those. Look at those beefcake arms.
My guns
there.
Are out.
Just ready to go. I am on a pressure washing high right now, and quite frankly, I'm not coming down anytime soon. I damn near missed the start of the show because I got caught up in pressure washing. And I've come to the conclusion there is no more addictive thing on the planet than pressure washing. You can't stop.
What about drugs?
No.
Yeah, cocaine maybe?
No. Not that I would know. I'm just saying, once you start pressure washing, like, it is full, you are fully capable. If you're having a night out, maybe you've had a couple too many pops, you go in the back, maybe you do a little railer, you take a bump, reestablishes like a sense of balance, and then you go about your merry way.
Pressure washing, fentanyl. What do you think?
Never done fentanyl.
Probably fentanyl.
I'm just saying, can you do one fentanyl? I don't know. Can you do like one snort, one whatever that is?
The Pringles campaign? Bet you can't eat just one?
You can't. Whatever. I refuse to believe that anyone has set out to pressure wash one thing and has stopped. Or you do a time.
You're right. Time is really the only thing that stops you. Because once you finish an area, you just go to another area.
Yes. I was pressure washing. I just said, you know, hey, I got a limited amount of time. Hey, let's start this, whatever. And I just said, I'm going to do this. Because I wasn't going to get to pressure wash the whole deck. Right. So I'm like, I'm just going to do this area here. Guess what? No, I went to this area and then that area. And then I looked down at the clock and I went, my kid was leaving for school. And I was like, oh, what time is it? And then there was a state of panic because then you can't leave from pressure washing to go do something else because you're covered in schmutz. And that's you cannot stop pressure washing. But at the same time, I feel amazing because then you take a second, like as you're leaving the house to kind of survey what you've done. And then you stand over and you're like, look at that.
Hell yeah.
Look what I just did.
You're such a dad.
Oh.
You know, you should have just called in.
I probably should have.
Finish that deck.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm sorry, man. I'm caught up in pressure washing. No can do.
I'm out today.
So I'm on a pressure washing high right now. And quite frankly, it feels amazing.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I don't know how fentanyl feels, but, you know.
It says here that cocaine, la coca, is the most addictive substance on earth.
That's not true.
That's what it says.
Is that AI?
That's from addictioncenter.com.
No way.
Well, that's You're telling me
cocaine is more addictive than heroin?
What's number two?
It says cocaine 1, methamphetamine 2, opioids 3, alcohol 4, and nicotine 5.
Hmm.
So. No heroin in the top five is kind of an upset.
Well, that would be an opioid.
That's
right?
An opioid.
Oh, I suppose so.
But like,
as well as fentanyl,
people kick cocaine, or people are casual cocaine users. Is anyone a casual heroin user? I don't think that's the way that works.
Is there a casual pressure washer?
No.
I think I'm a casual pressure washer.
Really?
Yeah, because I have kind of a bastard pressure washer.
Oh,
I have one of those.
Well, that's you got bad drugs. And you need to get the good stuff.
And I don't. I don't really ever pull it out.
Mm.
Don't.
Please go ahead and clip that.
Don't.
Yeah. Do you want the good stuff? You want me to bring over my good pressure washer?
No. Like I said, I'm a.
You're afraid of getting hooked, aren't you? You're afraid of the good stuff.
I like pressure washing, but I find it hard to get going on it. Once you get going, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hard to stop, much like heroin. But I'm not going to try. I don't know. I'm not even going to do it this year, maybe.
Wow.
We're almost to July. Well, wait,
we're not almost to July.
We're in June.
Yeah.
And I have yet to pressure wash.
Mm.
I've got my bark down.
Yeah.
But I don't have my pressure washing
now,
done.
Now, did you spread the bark or did you pay someone?
No.
Yeah.
Somebody, yeah. I ain't doing that.
Exactly. So that's a false equivalent because you're not doing the bark.
I know. It's easy. It's an annual thing.
Yeah.
Usually in April.
Yeah, this guy's insane. He's taking the heroin and the points. If you're giving me cocaine and heroin, and heroin's the underdog, boy, I'm riding the underdog all day, every day.
Let me see if I can. Here's Orlando Treatment Solutions. Now they are saying nicotine is number one.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
So,
well, I mean, I
can we not agree on this?
I
didn't know that this was.
I didn't know either. Is it possible?
Oh my God!
Is it now? Someone else is saying.
Well, yes, I'm now on CaminoRecovery.com, and they have coffee number one.
Is it possible that whatever someone is treating or whatever someone thinks is the worst, that they're just going to lean towards that? What we need is a doctor. Quite frankly, we need to cut through the BS, and we need an actual doctor.
Now I'm at the website of the Positive Sobriety Institute.
Of course.
And they have heroin number one.
See?
We have a different number one for each list.
Yeah.
This is wild.
And even I'm biased because I went into it. Like, if you ask me, I'm immediately going heroin. Because like there's been even a million songs that like, hey, you know, I've done some pills, smoke a little weed, maybe a bump. Stay away from the hard stuff.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
It's like just... No one casually does meth or heroin. You can casually do the other stuff. I just...
Ooh, breaking the tie.
It's just, it's a step too far.
Rehabspot.com.
There you go.
Has heroin number one.
Mm.
So the tie is broken. It's heroin. We got there. Cocaine is number two.
Yeah.
On these two lists.
I mean, I've read the Motley Crue book. I know what's up. The Dirty.
I think it's The Dirt.
Yeah, was it the...
Yeah, it's The Dirt.
The Dirt, yeah. My buddy was on that tour, and I asked him once if he read the book or saw the movie, and he goes, no, I was there. He goes, they're animals. And I was like, oh. That led me to believe that most of that was indeed true, and I was kind of shocked and horrified. If you do get a chance to ever sit down and talk to someone that was in the music business, like in the 80s and 90s, do it. The stuff you hear from the road, whoa.
So it was Nikki Sixx.
Nikki Sixx was the, he was kind of the.
Vince Neil.
Yeah, Vince Neil, Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
And
Mick Mars.
Mick Mars, yeah. And Nikki Sixx.
What a super group.
Yeah, well, I don't know if necessarily super group. It was the right band for the right time. How about that?
Was it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. They're one of the, they're the only hair metal band that actually, like, stuck around. Because they're not. It's not a good band.
So three of the four of them are still in it. Did you know that?
I thought they had like 9 retirement tours. Because, well, Mick Mars is like really messed up. He's got some sort of like spinal condition or whatever.
Yeah, he is out.
Yeah.
I
don't think he can stand.
He's 74 years old.
Yeah, he's in rough shape.
Still with us.
Yeah.
But John 5 has replaced him.
Oh, so they're still on the Desperation We Need Money tour?
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to hang it up. If somebody will pay them to play, they're going to play.
Well, I just, right? Again, you spend your money however you want to spend your money. But if you go pay to see Motley Crue, I feel bad for you. One, Vince Neil weighs like 320. He can't, like, and you're not, no one sings. It's just, like, he just wheezes and then they play, it's a lip sync. It's a terrible, I mean, I saw them like 10 years ago on their farewell tour. And it was as bad as anything I had ever seen. And they're still out there? They're still rolling him out there?
Yeah, and John 5 is now a full member of the band.
Dude.
He was touring only, but now he's a full member. They're not putting out new music, are they?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that means.
How do you ever recreate the classics of Girls, Girls, Girls?
You know, I played that for... my future daughter-in-law... was over the other day.
And you decided to break out Girls, Girls, Girls?
Yes, I did. We were sitting out back, and she was like, let's play, because we always have the music cranking back there.
Sure.
And just, you know, having some drinks, catching up. And she said, let's play stripper songs. And so we went tit for tat.
This was her just random suggestion.
Yeah.
All right.
And
I like where this is going.
So she played all the new ones that I wouldn't know.
Sure.
You know, that are big in strip clubs today,
yeah,
like from the new songs.
Sure.
But then I educated her on the old school strip club songs, you know, from our day.
Yes.
And Girls, Girls, Girls. Let me tell you something. She had never heard of that.
Really?
No. I mean, she's only I don't know, 22, 23.
Oh, that's true.
And
I mean, that's like the
song is older than she is.
That's the quintessential strip club song, though. That or Pour Some Sugar On.
That's what I told her. I said, you want to hear the ultimate strip club song?
Yeah.
And then I played, and then the rev starts.
Sure.
You know how that song starts?
Oh, yeah.
Girls, Girls, she was like floored. She was like, this is great.
Yes.
My life is now.
It's the best strip club song of all time. And
it's a great song.
Yes.
It's just a great song. I mean, I don't know about great, but you know what I mean. It's like, it rocks.
One of my fondest memories, and the rest of it can't be told, but we were down at the Rose Bowl once, and... I was out with some other media members who will remain nameless, and I was put in charge of their rental car. Other people weren't able to drive. So I was in charge of the rental car, and we were going down, I think it's Sunset, down there, because we were coming from one of the comedy shows. So like the Comedy Store is the big one, where everyone plays at. And we were driving by, and one of the guys that we were with was, he was a very wholesome individual. And we were driving down, and in Girls, 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 one, you know, they're naming off the strip clubs, right? There's like the, what is it? Like the Dollhouse in Fort Lauderdale. And then they name off one like in Atlanta. And then the line is Raising Hell at the Seventh Veil.
Yeah.
And I had never really, you know, I didn't put two and two together, but I'm driving by and guess what's like one or two blocks down from the Comedy Store?
The Seventh Veil.
So immediately I'm like, holy hell. So I slam the brakes and we flip a Yui. And that guy was none too happy about it. Well, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I'm in charge of the car. We're going to the Seventh Veil. So we parked right there on Sunset. And the dude was just pissed. He was like, we're not doing this. I'm like, yes, we are. And as we got out of the car, like right by where we parked, a homeless man proceeded to drop trow and drop a deuce. And we're like, this night's going from good to great.
Mm.
And let me just tell you, if you get a chance to go to the Seventh Veil, do it.
Why?
And that's,
I'm not going to do that.
That's what you should.
No, I'm not.
You should.
As a matter of fact, there's zero chance.
You should. That story will remain off the air, but it was,
well, you just told it on the air.
No. That's, you know, that was the precursor to going, the Seventh Veil was, there's a reason why Motley Crue is putting the Seventh Veil in. Like, think about that. And that was like my head. If you're Motley Crue.
Weren't they an LA band?
Yeah, they were an LA band. But the fact that of all the ones that you could put in, that's the one you put in. And let me just say, bravo.
So Dr. Feelgood.
Yes.
Shout at the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, Girls, Girls.
Smoking home, in the boys' room.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home. Power Rank. Go.
Oh, I need all of those one more time.
Dr. Feelgood.
Mm-hmm.
Shout at the Devil. Home Sweet Home. Girls, Girls, Girls. And Smoking in the Boys' Room.
No Kickstart My Heart.
The best.
And Kickstart My Heart.
The best Motley Crue song.
And Shout at the Devil.
The best Motley Crue song is Home Sweet Home.
And Wild Side.
Ooh, Wild Side is good.
And Looks the Kill. Dude, they've got some bangers. They do.
Home Sweet Home is the best Motley Crue song. Plain and simple. Number two, Shout at the Devil. And I'm going number three, Dr. Feelgood. There's my top three. With a slice of Wild Side is pretty good.
Wild Side.
Yeah.
Good song. Don't Go Away Mad. Remember that one?
Girl, Don't Go Away Mad.
Just Go Away.
Just Go Away. Well, they got what? Same Old Situation?
Yeah, there you go. There's another one.
Look, that's what I said. Of the hair metal bands, they're the only one that...
Were they good? Can we...
I think they were.
I think they were.
Okay, they were good for...
For their time.
Yeah, for a hair metal band, it was by far the best, which is why it stuck. That's like saying, who's the best disco band? Like the Bee Gees?
Oh, I don't know my disco very well.
Well, that's what I'm like...
Casey and the Sunshine Band?
You know, like ABBA. Whatever you think of the best disco band, it's, you know, it may not be...
Village People?
That may not be everyone's style, but they were the best of that, and I do believe, and it's probably not even close, Motley Crue was the best hair metal band of all time.
Here are the top five greatest disco artists, according to digitaldreamdoor.com.
Okay.
Number five, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
There you go.
Number four, Kool and the Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number three, Gloria Gaynor. Mm. Number two, the Bee Gees. That's the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And number one, Donna Summer.
Oh, Donna Summer.
Sure.
Yeah. Donna Summer.
So Motley Crue is the Donna Summer of hair metal?
I think we nailed it.
Yeah, I mean... They're probably number one.
Donna Summer is the Motley Crue of disco.
Yeah. I mean, the only other hair band that you could even put in there, if you wanted to say Bon Jovi was a hair metal band, which...
Or Def Leppard.
Or Def Leppard, yeah.
Guns.
Guns isn't a deaf... I mean, that's not. They may have had a...
They're not deaf?
Or no. Guns N' Roses had a dalliance in... Axl Rose put some hairspray in his hair once. That's not hair metal.
Bon Jovi. Oh, what about Poison?
Come on.
What?
Stop it. Now that's insulting to Motley Crue. Don't.
Yeah, a lot of people lump Motley Crue and Poison together.
Don't. Don't do that.
I mean, Poison had a banger or two.
I understand, but don't. Again, we just rattled off the Motley Crue. Don't. Poison's got like three.
Well, they have Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah, and then it kind of ends. I'm like, unskinny.
No. Nothing but a...
Unskinny Bop.
Nothing but a good time.
God.
That's a great song.
Stop it. I'm not even a Motley Crue guy, and let's not go down those roads.
Probably ends there.
It probably ends.
Although they've got...
You could let Poison open for Motley Crue.
Yeah, and I think they used to,
didn't
they?
Guessing they did, yeah.
Yeah, they toured.
In fact, I think the last time I saw Motley Crue, Bret Michaels, not Poison, probably, I think he was indeed the opener.
And all he does is just play Poison songs.
Yeah, he's got like three of them. I mean, that's what you do.
What a stud that guy is.
Play Every Rose. I just played it. Play it again.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is your opening segment for a Thursday here on The Fan. Thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to have Buckley back after his big audition yesterday.
Yeah. We need a recap of that.
We do need a recap, play-by-play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone needs.
Of how it went.
This process that's already far too public for most people involved to be rehashed even
Sprank
more.
Sprank has his... I know we got a break.
It's a fierce competition.
But when we come back, actually, I don't think it was... Sprank texted me, but I guess it was Dirt's idea, and it is by far the best way to decide this. And it needs to happen.
Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. What, like all at the same time?
Yeah, no, the Royal, like, we get a ring.
Oh, well, you mean they actually fight?
Yes, Royal Rumble style, over the top rope.
Well,
last man gets the show.
Well, Will would win.
Is an order just going to kill everybody?
No, see, this is where this is BS. This is where the strategy comes. There's like nine of you. One, look.
We can all gang up on order first and then figure it out.
Yes, and Will is by far the dominant force in this, but Will's a sweet guy and lacks a certain mean streak. Dude, Buck, you're a Clydesdale, for God's sakes. You get Buck and three other people, and he's over the top rope. You get six or seven of you, and that's done.
All right.
I'm already strategizing.
Yeah.
Well, there's six of them by my count.
I think
Am I wrong?
I think there's more.
So you got Nemec.
I think there's at least seven.
Nemec, Luke, Patrick, Ortner, Buck, Schultze. Who am I missing?
I think Rashad.
Oh, yeah. Rashad's in there? Okay.
Schultze, Patrick Harris, Ortner, Rust, Buckley, Luke, Fisher, Rashad. Rust? I mean, come on. It's amazing.
Rust is trying out?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Everyone's I think I'm going to try out.
Yeah. Swag in there?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
Everyone wants that. Yes.
Swag wants that gig?
Everyone wants. Yeah. Like, Swag doesn't want to be on the air. Come on.
Well, he is on the air.
Anyone that's ever been affiliated with this station. I think Ian Furness wants to be involved in this. Let's
go. I'm throwing my name in.
Royal Rumble style. He texted me that and he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, that's the best idea anyone at the station's ever had. Let's go.
All right. Well, now there is your opening segment. There. See how we do that? We always give you a couple extra minutes.
Bonus.
Of something completely something different. Oh, Joe Fisher. Also.
That's who you're missing.
So there's like 10 guys.
CW is always looking for sports programming. There you go. Hello.
10 bros.
Oh, it's great.
By the way, where are the women?
Oh.
Hello.
Well, we're sexist. We don't have any women. It's disappointing.
You know, we've only
I can only apply for myself, not for others.
We've only had two women ever work at the station. AJ.
AJ, who was never here.
And way back in the day, my mentor was John Lund,
mm-hmm.
one of them.
Yeah.
His producer was Rebecca.
Oh. Yeah, it's the only two.
And she was fun. She was like an executive producer type back when they had those.
Yeah, like a swag.
Back when they weren't cut from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked at the Fan. I think those are the only two females we've ever.
Let's bring AJ McCord back and throw her into the mix. Look, this Royal Rumble idea, I'm about it. I can find us a place. I got a place with a boxing ring. That works. Let's do it.
All right, headlines next on the Fan. Well, we'll get to Trump and Elon later.
That's a whole, speaking of Royal Rumbles. But this is the best idea I've, because the Royal Rumble thing has just, it sparked my interest.
Wait. Dusty was just in here. I've got some. We need some clarification here.
Yeah, yeah.
One, Swigard is not. He is not auditioning.
That's what he wants you to think.
He's out.
All right.
Now
that he's been promoted, he's new something or other.
One, two, three, four.
He's
five,
an assistant
six,
sports
seven.
Brand manager or something like that.
Yeah,
he's Dusty's right hand man.
We have 9 in-house contestants, and he said that no women have applied,
which is disappointing. So ladies,
that's on you.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see that Dusty's already being a sexist pig by not allowing any women to apply. I'm disgusted at this whole process. So there's 9, but someone is right. Like, the Royal Rumble's going on, and like as we're getting down to like the final 2 or 3 guys, and it looks like, you know, maybe Ortner's about to take it or Buckley's in there, like the glass breaks, and we're like, my God, that's Cam Cleland's music! And he comes running in as the surprise final entrant, and he's just dropping stone cold stutters on everybody. Yes! There's nothing better than Jim Ross back. My God, that's Triple H's music!
And then the crowd just goes,
stop! What? No one can believe it.
What?
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 Ian Furness from up in. He's back! He's back! Ian Furness is back!
What?
My God!
What?
He's
what?
Whooping everybody's
what?
Ass!
What?
He's the greatest thing this station's ever done.
Well, Dusty said the best idea then is whoever's in the final two, Dusty comes in with the steel chair, knocks them both out, and brings in a new character from out of market.
Exactly.
Ooh, and you know what we should do is, like, you know how a ring referee in boxing hangs the microphone down?
Yeah. Yeah.
We should just hang the microphone down, and whoever can claim it gets the
like,
mic.
That's what they do. I guess they do like a ladder match or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they hang the belt from up there, and you all have to slowly climb the ladder. And I'll tell you right now. Dude, don't discount Jeff Rust in this. Just, if we go true Battle Royale, something tells me Rusty may have something. Although Schultze, I feel like Schultze would just be playing dirty. Schultze would be like throwing the Mr. Fuji salt. He's got brass knuckles. He may cut a guy.
Listen, nobody wants it more than Schultze.
Nobody.
Sorry, Buck.
If this is purely based on intestinal fortitude and the Hulk Hogan, you're not going to beat me when it comes crashing down. That is one Jordan Schultz.
And who will be our officiant? Who will be our
Well,
our,
we thought Dusty, but referee. I guess you can't really have that. So
well, Swag does announcing already.
I guess it's Swag.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, I bet you Swag has a ref uniform.
Somewhere. Here's the situation.
And then in a twist, Dusty
it's
chooses
over!
Himself.
We think.
Mr.
Dusty returns to
yes.
the show.
Yes, again, Dusty kicks the final dude right in the nerds. And is like,
grabs the belt.
He's like, I ain't going anywhere.
Final heel turn.
Be amazing.
All right. Well, we've blown another segment.
Man, I know, but
we've given you nothing for 30 minutes.
No, not really.
There is big news today, actually. Believe it or not.
My Edmonton Oilers. Excuse me.
Our. By the way, I was the one that texted you about the Oilers last night.
I'm kind of blown away. We don't need to. That's burying the lead.
First ever hockey text between you and I.
That's an upset. You sent him a hockey text?
I did. Yes. I said, all I did was capitalized our Oilers. Yeah. That was awesome.
What
a great game.
Because when my phone buzzed when Draisaitl scored the winner, the phone buzzed, and it was one of those, okay, well, this is obviously a hockey text. And when I saw it was one Asachi, mind blown.
Yep. Very unlikely.
Yes.
Hockey texter.
Mm.
But there I am.
Well, because our Oilers.
Yep. Our Oilers win again.
Yeah.
All right. No, the big thing going on today is that after 70 days, Aaron Rodgers is back in the NFL. And we'll get to that in headlines next. Here's Buck.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, welcome back. It's time finally, for something of some substance.
Thank God.
And that would be headlines.
Yes.
Where,
well, we think we have a headline.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
This is like the Brett Favre non-news, but could lead to news.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because a bunch of the NFL guys came out today and they were like, Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers.
Literally the headline is, Aaron Rodgers plans
to sign.
So sources say,
yeah,
which everyone has thought all along. If you've listened to anyone, they're like, the Steelers are very confident that eventually he will be their quarterback. Rodgers knows he's going to be. So the only thing that changed was someone came out today and actually had a headline instead of, we think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback. Now the headline has changed to, Aaron Rodgers plans, and it broke the internet.
We think.
I do enjoy the all the little AI-generated images of Rodgers. Yeah. Except they kept putting him as 12, and you can't be 12 because Terry Bradshaw was 12.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
Yeah. So,
guessing
8 still.
He first met with the Steelers 70 days ago.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing was he had some family member that was sick or something, or somebody close to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Steelers were confident the whole time.
Yes.
Which is why
they didn't do anything.
They let Wilson go. And yeah, Mason Rudolph was, I mean, come on, they weren't going to go with Mason Rudolph. Mike Tomlin would quit.
Well, so, Trump said he's going to have a big shot at his big Pittsburgh meeting earlier in the week. Big shot, Mason Rudolph. Got a big arm, handsome guy.
Yeah, because Mason Rudolph is, he came out and he's a Trump guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was like a Pittsburgh Steel merger something that Trump was speaking at, and he brought Mason Rudolph on stage, told him all the great things Mason's going to do, and I think he's going to be the guy.
I love the fact that you could, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, how little talent you have, how much talent, rich, it does not matter. You could literally get like a three-toed sloth, and if somehow you could get that sloth to hold up a Trump sign, it'd be like, it's the greatest sloth of all time. It's the greatest sloth of all time. It's how like Kid Rock and like Lee Greenwood and Mason, it doesn't matter. As long as you kiss the ring, you are the greatest in your field, and I'm here for it. It's amazing.
I'm going to need you to watch this game-tying play. Your Mets.
My Mets.
Have just blown the lead here. Watch this.
Again?
Watch this. Okay, so ground ball to third, throws home, got a guy in a rundown, misses it, catcher and pitcher run into each other.
Oh, for the love of God.
And Will Smith slides in safely. Have you ever seen a play like that? What are they doing?
Well, you know, it's...
what are your Mets doing? Well, it's in the 8th, 5-5. Good game.
To be fair, we've taken 2 of 3 from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
We feel a little bad for them at this point, so we're
giving one back, huh?
And by the way... in 2 of those wins, we have blown 9th-inning leads.
Yeah, I saw
that. I guess 2 of the games we've blown. One, we came back and won, and the other, the Dodgers got it.
Boy, that play.
Well, it gets a little creative. You know,
anyway,
how we do it.
Rodgers, is that what we're... Yeah, Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
They're saying it's just a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And what he's going to play for $20 million? Is that what they said?
I have not seen the number. So.
I don't think the number's out there, but I thought...
That's the rumor. Well, nothing's out there because it's all just rumor.
Well, he didn't sign anything.
No, he hadn't signed anything. But he's going to be there for minicamp.
He's 41 years old.
Yes. Although, like, Aaron Rodgers is not, he's not Aaron Rodgers anymore. He's not a top 10 quarterback, but he's also not, like, we're trying to make him out to be dog-esque.
Yeah, he's not.
And if you watched him at the end of the year last year, which was a mess with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers was not terrible. Aaron Rodgers is still he's a competent quarterback. But this is the problem is the way we're going to cover this and the way people are going to make this out is that this is some sort of piece that makes Pittsburgh a contender. It does not. Pittsburgh was not a serious contender with Russell Wilson. They weren't with Justin Fields. And they'll win 10, 11 games because it's what Pittsburgh does. And we're going to sit there and we're going to be like, Aaron Rodgers couldn't win jackass with the Packers at the end when he was an MVP. He didn't win anything with the Jets. He's not going to win anything with Pittsburgh. So I kind of feel like some of this is much ado about nothing because this doesn't change Pittsburgh's fortunes. They went from being a good team that's going to win 10 games and be in playoff contention to being a good team that's going to have the exact same record but with a more interesting quarterback.
When's the last time he played in a big game?
I mean, you got to go back to his, was it?
You know?
I mean, it's
playoffs Packers?
Second last year with the second to last year with the Packers when they won, 13 games and bowed out?
Yeah, they get beat by the Niners maybe?
Yeah, I'll go playoffs? Look it up.
I think that's right.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What if so week 1, they play the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
That's fun.
Real fun.
Well, you know the NFL did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. We should have taken our cue from that.
Yeah.
How come nobody put 2 and 2 together there? We didn't. I mean, nobody said anything about that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, why are the Steelers playing the Jets in week 1?
Like the NFL schedule. Yeah. They lost to the divisional round to the San Francisco 49ers in 2022.
Yeah, that's the last big game he played.
And that's not even the last big one was the NFC Championship the year before against Tampa Bay. That was a big one. I mean, you made it to the NFC Championship. The divisional game, I don't know if we count that as
big. Tom's Brady?
That was Tom's in 2001.
But what if so they're going to play the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They're in New York. What if he blows out his Achilles?
The other one or the re-repaired one?
That's so bad.
Let's say the other one, just for...
Look, I do not wish evil upon anyone, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a bad guy. He's a lot. He's the Joe Rogan of football. You'd have to admit, it would be...
I wouldn't laugh.
Would you smirk?
No, I would not want that.
I don't want it either.
I think that would be awful.
There would be a chortle. There would.
You know how I'd like...
There would.
Not for that. You know how I'd like his career to end? I would like him to get Pittsburgh into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then maybe even with a great record. Like, it'll be interesting. Like, if Pittsburgh has a really good record, you know, that will make... It'll be a... That's good for the league.
Sure.
But then they're going to go to the playoffs, and they'll get upset.
Yeah.
By, like, who would it be?
Well, I mean, if they had a good...
Jacksonville will jump up and bite them.
It's just, this is what I need people to understand. He's not a difference maker anymore. And Pittsburgh doesn't have a team that can carry Aaron Rodgers. They just don't. It's not a great offense. It's a good defense. It's not an elite defense. It's an aging defense. Adding someone that is of Aaron Rodgers' age and skill set and injury history, I just don't know. I don't know why anyone thinks that this really matters, other than it's an interesting story, and that his name is Aaron Rodgers.
And the Mets are now losing.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was looking up Aaron Rodgers' stats. Conforto, by the way, who's like one for his last 98.
Terrible. Yeah.
He's terrible, but...
He got the go-ahead hit off of Reed Garrett New York Mets.
Dude, the Mets pitching staff has been phenomenal, so I'm...
Not today.
I'm going to lay off of them on that one. I'm looking So Aaron Rodgers, the last couple years, look at his QB rating. It's better than people think. So last year in New York, he had a 90 QB rating.
Right.
He had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks. Didn't lead to a lot of wins. They were 5-12. This Steeler team is going to be better than that. And I'm telling you right now, as long as he stays healthy, they're going to win 10 or 11 games. They'll be in the playoff mix, and we are going to way, way overestimate what Pittsburgh's going to do. But at the end of the day, Pittsburgh's roster is nowhere near as good as the rosters of the elite teams in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers isn't going to change that.
Wasn't he running for his life with the Jets? Like, yes. Their offensive line? Like, yes. He was getting...
Yeah, it was bad.
Bombarded.
Yes.
So, and he's not, you know, not real mobile anymore.
Here's the thing. If you are not Patrick Mahomes, if you don't have a good O-line... It's a death sentence anyways. I'll find this, but I think it was PFF put this out.
I saw that stat earlier in the week, too. I think I have it.
Yeah, it's like the last eight teams to win a Super Bowl. If you don't have an O-line that's a top seven or eight O-line, you're not going anywhere, especially with an old-ass Aaron Rodgers. And Pittsburgh does not, and they don't have a great run game, and there's one real target on the outside in DK Metcalf. So, you know, we can... it's a lot of
numbers. Here are the numbers of the last Super Bowl champions offensive line grade. Philly, third. KC, 12th. KC, third. Rams, 9th. Tampa, 8th. KC, 13th. New England, 2nd. Philly, 1st. New England, 7th. Oh. So you have to be essentially top 9
or
be KC.
Yeah.
Where was Pittsburgh last year? Do we know?
I will look that up for you.
Yeah, look that up.
They were not top 9, I can assure you.
Well, who's ready for the Daniel Jones era in Indianapolis? That's coming up. And the dumper has hit another one on the fan.
Daniel Jones.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Wrong.
It's called sports.
Again, stuff changes because you spend draft picks and free agents, so I'll have to look and see what Pittsburgh did in the offseason. But if we're going off last year...
By the way.
What?
Before you get to your stat.
Mm-hmm.
He said Mason Rudolph is tall and handsome.
Yes.
I didn't know Mason Rudolph was 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big boy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you watch when Miles Garrett was trying to take his head off, dude, that's... Mason Rudolph is not a small guy. He is.
I think of him as a small guy.
No, he's.
I don't know why.
He's a big old horse, and he is handsome. I'll give you that.
Very
handsome. He's got a Brady Quinn sort of thing about him. So last year, again, PFF isn't the end all to be all. I always say be careful of their rankings, but it gives you a rough idea, right? It puts you in the ballpark. So for run blocking, the Steelers are. They're what, 16th in the league, which is slightly better than the Jets. The Jets were 20. Actually, it was a lot better. The Jets were 25th.
Yeah.
And then pass blocking, they're slightly worse than the Jets. The Jets were the Jets were a slightly better pass blocking unit at like 13th, and then the Steelers were 18th. It looks like. So, you know,
and they didn't really. They didn't draft any offensive linemen.
I'd have to look and see what Pittsburgh did in the draft off the top of my head.
A lot of those guys are young, though.
I don't have that. Yeah, they have spent draft capital. So, again, Lions can improve. But going off last year, you've got a middle of the road, you know, mid-teens offensive line run and pass block with Pittsburgh. And then you got rid of Pickens, which may be addition by subtraction. And then you went out and got DK Metcalf, who will now be... Obviously, the focal point of your offense. I think what else you got? You got Robert Woods, Calvin Austin as your other two receivers. And then, yeah, I mean,
did you mention the rookie running back? Caleb Johnson, didn't they draft
him? Yeah, they got Caleb Johnson in the third round. Jalen Warren will be their other guy. He's the returning guy. Trey Sermon's a guy they went out and got.
Come on, man. It's better than last year.
You would think.
Well, yeah, it better be.
Yeah.
With DK and Rodgers and Johnson.
And Fontenot, who's the kid out of Washington. He was a rookie last year. He's in there. They got Sam Alu, Broderick Jones, who was a first-round pick. So they have spent draft capital. Both of their tackles are first-round picks. Their center, Zach Frazier, is a second-round pick. Their right guard is a fourth-round pick. So they have invested in their O-line, and now we'll kind of see where this goes.
Do you think Rudolph is happy that Rodgers is going to sign?
No, I think he's...
Because he gets paid either way.
But he knew. I mean...
Yeah, he probably did, but...
I think he was probably hoping deep down that Rodgers would be a little bitch and bail out, but...
I don't know. He gets his life just got easier. $1.5 million.
Sure.
Now he's the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get
whatever.
A couple bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, and he
sling a few passes in practice.
Once this is done, you get a job going on Fox News, and you know, you go with Clay Travis, and he'll make a bunch of money doing that. He's got the look. I mean, that dude will be on TV somewhere. But he's made a decent amount of money anyways.
The other headline from the NFL today is that all of a sudden Anthony Richardson is hurt again.
Yeah.
And the Colts may not have him until sometime in training camp.
Yeah.
Which means Daniel Jones is going to be probably the starter.
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
Look.
How about that? Life comes at you fast.
It does.
It's a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
The same one that he hurt.
And unfortunately for Steichen and those guys, this is like, you knew when you took this risk and you went with Anthony Richardson, this was your job. When you draft a guy that's controversial like that high, I mean, you're basically saying if he works out, we're geniuses. And if we're not, we look like fools and we're going to get fired. I mean, the only one to kind of survive anything like this, Dable managed to survive for at least one more year with the Giants. But normally when you get your quarterback, you don't get a chance to get another one. And I've been wrong a million times in the draft and I've been right plenty of times. And I just, for the life of me, and I said this when it happened, I did not understand Anthony Richardson. I thought that was the biggest reach I've seen since Jake Locker. He was not a good college quarterback at all. He was beyond unrefined. There was injury problems there. I just, when will we stop saying, because a guy is big and fast, that he is a good quarterback? It just makes no sense. And this is a make it or break it year for Anthony Richardson. And we're already now with shoulder issues again, and he's going to miss a big hunk of the offseason. I feel bad for him and I feel bad for Colts fans, but this is it sure feels like this is the path.
Daniel Jones, 65th all-time QBR of 84.3.
Yeah.
Ahead of Sam Darnold and Eli Manning.
Well, and let me state this for the record too. If this was an honest quarterback competition, Daniel Jones would have beat him out.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying, that he would have won the job anyway.
And I don't think it was going to be an honest competition because everyone there's job is dependent on Anthony Richardson.
But isn't the rumor that Steichen doesn't like Richardson?
Well, how could you at this point? But when your job is tied to him, the only way that Steichen saves his job is by winning 12 games with Daniel Jones. That's probably not going to happen. So he needed Anthony Richardson to be good, and I don't think that's going to happen. So
they needed a brick right there.
I was interested to see if this was going to be a real competition. Because a lot of times it's not. They say it is, but not so much. Because you have a lot invested. And remember, the weird part about NFL teams, GMs and coaches, when you're in this situation, whether it's Dable, Steichen, I'm trying to think of anyone else that's like up against it. Because I'm sure there's others. But those are the two that come to mind right now. You don't get to make decisions for years down the road. The other one is... in Cleveland, I don't know what Stefanski's doing. Like, I don't know what the Browns are doing because that staff from GM on down is on the verge of getting their ass thrown out the door. And they've got this weird five quarterback thing with Flacco and Pickett and Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Like,
who's the fifth one?
There's five. There's
Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, but that's not a thing. Like, that's another.
Only four. Only four.
I think you do have to count Deshaun Watson. So they have five quarterbacks. Yeah.
But that's not, I mean, Stefanski can't really control that.
No, but you would think from a GM standpoint and all that, like this was you have to do something this year or everyone's fired. And your solution was Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel in the third, and Shedeur Sanders in the fifth? But a lot of times you see teams make bad decisions because you can't make good decisions that are going to pan out 3 years down the road. Let's even say, for instance, you think Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders can turn into something 3 years down the road. You won't be there. You need something to win you, to save your job right now. And that's why a lot of bad franchises stay bad, because you have to make decisions on trying to get to 8 or 9 wins to save your job and not what is actually going to benefit you 3 years down the road and actually turn you into a real contender.
All right, coming up next, the Big Dumper has done it again. What a pace this big fella's on. We'll get to that. And some NBA Finals talk is coming up on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.